Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We're together. We're here working on our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education and mentoring program for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate. This seems to be the only business model that's working, with 95% of Americans failing to retire by age 65 and only 5% thriving in retirement. The good news is we've studied what the 5% do. Almost all of them have a second stream of income. And this is something that should be taught in our high schools, in our colleges, and is not. The rich are teaching this to their kids from about age 6, 7, 8. You know, when my son was 6, 7, or 8, I gave him a copy of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I told him he needed a second stream of income when he was 10, 12. Told him he needed a second stream of income. He graduated college with $4,000 a month in second stream of income. Not because he's smarter than you, not because he works harder than you. He's brilliant. You're brilliant. He works hard. You work hard. The only difference was he had a different map. He had different instructions for what to do with his life, and therefore he got different results. Today I want to talk about something that's discussed quite regularly on the show, and it hits quite a few points. One of them is raising your expectations. The second point is we are a product of genetics and environment. I don't believe that anybody is just a product of their genetics or just a product of their environment, that is a combination. And you have to, the third major point, you got to surround yourself with successful people. So I want to start off by talking about two different little animal stories. The first one has to do with crabs. If you go crab fishing, is that what it's called? Crabbing, we'll call it. If you go crabbing and you have a giant bucket and you catch two crabs, do you have to put a lid on the bucket? The answer is no. The reason is that if a crab climbs to the top and almost gets out, the crab at the bottom will reach a claw up, grab him, and pull him back down. And there apparently is no exception to this principle. You do not have to put a lid on crabs. They will not allow another crab to escape. How does this relate to what we're talking about, building wealth and so on? Humans are very similar. Your friends... Man, I'm going to get some emails on this one. Don't like it when you're successful. Your relatives hate it. Friends will pull you down. If you don't believe me, start telling them. Go to your friends and say, man, I'm listening to this guy, Steve Davis. I think I'm going to build a second stream of income with real estate. And see what happens. They are going to tell you, oh, that's crazy. That doesn't work. Real estate is tenants, toilets, and taxes. You never make a profit. Takes too long. They're the crabs pulling you back down when you're trying to do something important for your life. That's why I tell people in my Saturday class, one of the first things I say, don't tell your friends what you're doing. They're just going to neg you out. Don't tell your relatives what you're doing. They're just going to neg you out. because like the crabs, they want you to stay at their level. Second story. A flea can jump 36 inches into the air. 36 inches, 3 feet. If you take a flea and you put it in a mayonnaise jar, which is only, what, 8-9 inches high, they will start jumping and hit the lid. And they will jump and hit, jump and hit, jump and hit, until they learn that the lid is there. Then they will jump just below the lid, and they won't hit the lid anymore. Did you know that you can take the lid off of the mayonnaise jar and that flea will never get out? Even though that flea has the potential to jump 36 inches way beyond the top of that mayonnaise jar, they've been conditioned to believe that they can't. And that belief keeps them from jumping out of the jar. Now here's where it gets really sad. Did you know that if they reproduce, you put several fleas in there and they reproduce, their offspring cannot jump out of the jar either? Because they're hanging out with, I'm going to use the term failures, their expectations, the offspring's expectations, are only as high as the parents. So they can't jump out of the mayonnaise jar either. Some of you are already putting two and two together, aren't you? It's the same exact way for human beings. If you hang around with people who are in the same financial position you're in, or less, or worse, guess what? None of you are going to get out of the mayonnaise jar. None of you are going to excel. You take one flea and drop it in there, and it jumps out. Guess what happens to the rest of the fleas? They all jump out. What was the difference? Expectations. See, the new flea never had the lid on. So he, boom, jumps his 36 inches and he's out. The rest of the people, fleas, observe that. They begin to believe in themselves. I know this sounds crazy, but that's what happens. They jump out as well because their expectations were raised by having a successful flea in the jar. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking today about crabs and fleas. And these two stories combine so that you understand why you need a circle of friends who are doing better than you. And a lot of people, their ego is so uncomfortable with that. They like to think they're the top dog of their five best friends. But the rule is this. You're the average of your five best friends. You think you're the top dog. But you know what the five of them think? that they're the top dog in your group. It's all ego-based crap. Now, I get emails after I do a show like this where people will say, you're so shallow, you only have millionaire friends, and you have to be a millionaire to be your friend, stuff like that. That's not what I'm saying at all. I have two distinct groups of friends. I have a group of poor and middle class friends, people that I love and care about, but I also have a large group of millionaire friends and almost billionaire friends that I also love and care about. I'm not saying to get rid of your old friends. That's not the point at all. The point is you need to get around successful people if you're ever going to be successful. Rockefeller said it this way: if you're broke, go buy the most expensive suit you can afford and go eat at the fanciest restaurant you can afford once a week. Meet successful people. Bend their ear. Question them. Learn from them. That's how you do it. And that, I would assume that's 120 years ago that he explained that. So this is nothing new. You've got to surround yourself with like-minded people who are doing better than you. I tell this story. I went to a mastermind group where it's 20 grand a year. Sat in a room and with, I'm going to say, 9 other individuals, and it was so cool. You know, each one threw out a problem. It could have been a relationship problem. It could have been a business problem. And the other 9 people offered suggestions politely and professionally for what they would do in that circumstance. But there was a problem at this particular event. I had an answer for every problem that came up because I'd been through it and I knew what worked. Should I join that group? No. Not at all. I want to be in a group where I'm the dumbest son of a gun in the room, where I don't know all the answers, where I almost feel stupid. That's the group I'm going to join. You've got to reach a point where you have so much control of your ego that you don't care that you're the dumbest person in the room. In fact, it needs to be, your ego needs to be attached to being the dumbest person in the room. That's the only way to grow. If you're the sharpest person in your group, you are going to stagnate. And I would suggest that there's only one way to coast, and that's downhill. I think if you're the smartest person in your little group of friends, you're in trouble. You're going to get dumber because they're going to drag you down. Remember the crab. They're not going to agree with anything you do to get up, you know, to change your life. Here's how Zig Ziglar puts it. Your get-up goals, such as building a second stream of income, building wealth, don't tell anybody but your closest relatives and friends. I mean, they got to be close. People that are going to say, that is awesome. Congratulations. So glad you're doing that. And be supportive. Don't tell anybody else. All they're going to do is neg you out. Tell you why it doesn't work. And then if you're kind of harsh, you could do what I did. I'm not saying this is the right thing to do. It is very harsh. But when people would tell me, you know, friends or relatives, real estate doesn't work, my sarcastic butt would go, really? How many apartments do you own? Oh, you don't own any? How many single family rentals do you own? You don't own any? Have you ever owned single family rentals? No? Enough said, right? I just destroyed their credibility. Wiped it out. Now, that's harsh. I don't suggest you do that, but you should do it quietly to yourself. It's called checking the source. Anybody that negs you out on any dream that you have, check the source. I guarantee you, almost 100% of the time, they are unqualified to advise you. I make this joke all the time. I guess it's not really a joke. It's just a statement that to me is funny. Did you know that I'm 57 years old? I have asked for help got to be over 1,000 times. Do you know I've never been turned down? Never. Every time I ask for help, someone gives it to me. But you have to be asking qualified people. See, successful people love to see other people successful. Failures want everybody to be failures. That way they don't feel so bad. You know, you're living paycheck to paycheck. You want to hang out with people who live paycheck to paycheck. That way you can complain and bitch and moan and all agree with each other. It's the doggone president. It's the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It's this. It's that. My corporation screwed me. My this, that. And just complain to, and you get to, it makes you feel good. That's why it's so dangerous. You feel good. Yeah, see, it's not just me. I'm not a failure. I'm not struggling. Everybody's struggling. It's the system that doesn't work. That will destroy your life. No ifs, ands, buts, or ors. If you're hanging out with people who are in the same financial position you're in, or worse, it is going to destroy your life. You are the flea, and you're being held down by the low expectations of your friends and your own low expectations. And what do we know about expectations? You get exactly what you expect out of life, and nothing more. So my huge sales pitch through these two segments is basically this. You need to join a investment club. That's where the millionaires are. And the funny thing is, it's pretty much all of them. Every millionaire I know is a member of some type of club of millionaires. Every single one of them, not just my club, but some club, which is why I'm not sitting here going, you need to join Total Wealth Academy. I don't care which club you join. Pick one and surround yourself with like-minded people who are doing better than you so that you can raise your expectations, learn, get encouragement, and feel good about the right things. Because I brought this up a couple of weeks ago where I was on a Wednesday night, I was hanging out with my poor middle class friends. And all they talked about was sports, gambling, drinking. That was literally all we talked about. The following night, I was at a Total Wealth Academy event, and I was talking to a great guy, Curtis Warden. You know what we were talking about? Romance with our wives, how often we were working out, what our passive income was, what our wealth was, what we were doing to improve both. Do you see the difference? Major difference. So the whole sales pitch of this first half of the show is get out there, pick an investor club, and get going. Now, sales pitch for Total Wealth Academy. If you join Total Wealth Academy, I guarantee you, if you're at least one event a month, by the end of the year, you'll have 12 plus millionaires in your phone, and it's going to be way more than that. That's if you goof up and just meet one person at each event. Would your life be different if you had 12 millionaires in your phone that you could call and get advice from? I guarantee it'll change your life for sure. Okay, we got to go to break. I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you've got any questions about real estate you own or building a second stream of income with real estate, give me a call. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You've got two ways to reach out to me, and I would really appreciate it if you would. If you are sitting there going, man, Steve, I get it. I want a second stream of income, but whatever comes after that is what you should email me or call me about. You might say, but I don't think I have enough money, but I don't think I have enough credit, but I don't think I have enough time, but whatever's behind that but, you need to email it to me or give me a call, and I'll show you how to get past those excuses. Because remember, anything that's keeping you from your ultimate goal, in this case, building a second stream of income, is just that. It's just an excuse. You know, the Wolf of Wall Street said it very clearly. The only thing standing between you and your dreams is the BS excuse that you give for why you can't achieve it. But it is, it's just BS. But if you believe it, it's just as damaging as if it was true, because you believe it. So give me your tough questions and let's work through them together so that you can move forward towards your goal. Email me, it's either Ask Steve or just Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com, Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com, or give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. All right, let's go to a listener who's actually a member. Her name is Carrie, and she's actually taking my Saturday class. She has two rent properties in Florida, two single-family rentals in Florida, but she's your typical bunny landlord. That's part of our Saturday class. Let me put it to you this way. When you're leasing, everybody thinks you're supposed to be the bunny. Sweet, nice, trying to sell them on leasing your place. When the exact opposite is true, you want to be a bear when you're leasing. You want to rip these people just to the point of where you're almost an ass. but not that far. Almost. Very professional, very matter of fact. You're almost harsh when you're leasing. You don't turn into the bunny rabbit until after they move in. But once they move in, you are the bunny. You take care of them. Because after they move in, what's important? Tenant retention. Keeping them in that house for 4, 5, 6, 7 years. So you become the bunny rabbit after they move in. Well, what Carrie's talking about is she was a bunny rabbit when she leased to them. So that probably means that her tenants are taking advantage of her, not paying on time, or maybe they're beating up the property. In other words, there's something she's not happy with because she hasn't made any money on these two rent properties. She says, I'm ready to make big changes this year. She can refi and pull out, I'm going to say $75,000. What would you suggest starting with? Well, Carrie, there's not enough information in your email to make a decision. The piece that's missing is the answer to this question. Why do you own rental properties in Florida? That's a long way away, very difficult to manage long range. That means you've got a third-party manager, and they're never going to manage as well as you would, if you follow what I taught you. So if you say to me, well, I plan on retiring into one of them, so I want to keep it, then that puts a new twist on this. But let's pretend, Carrie, that you say to me, I don't have any attachment to these properties. I just bought them because I lived there at one time, and when I moved, I never sold them. So let's assume that's true. Then this is what I would do, Carrie. I wouldn't refinance them. I would sell them. Sell both of them. Take every dime of equity that you pick up, which should be probably double, $150,000 or $200,000. Bring that $200,000, or let's say $150,000, to Houston and buy yourself 6 rent properties here. So, and that's just because if you run them yourself and you do what I said in that Saturday class, you're going to start cash flowing. Plus, I don't think there's any better place in the United States. There's equal, like Florida's to me is just as good as Texas. Well, I'm going to get some emails on that one. I'm only basing this on my past experience with Florida investors, which is not a lot, maybe 10. But they're all doing very, very well. So, but Texas is just as good, if not better, than Florida for investing, Carrie. So if you don't have any emotional attachment to those two properties in Florida, your highest and best use would be to sell those, get all the equity out, come back to Houston, and buy yourself 6 rent properties. The second answer to the question would be the passive income question. You may say to me, well, I don't think I have the personality. I don't want to manage property. Or I think the only way to say it correctly is, Carrie, I refuse to run rental property. Okay. Then what I would do is sell those two houses in Florida, bring that $150,000 or $200,000 here, and invest passively with the syndicators at Total Wealth Academy. I'd do $50,000 in an apartment deal, $50,000 in a self-storage deal, $50,000 in an RV park, and probably $50,000 in another apartment. I'd split it up into 4 deals. And, of course, that would generate passive income. And since that's the end game, that's the end in mind, that's going to be the highest and best use for that money. Okay. I think I answered both sides of the equation, the single family side and the passive side. So I hope that helps, Carrie. I'm going to email you after the show and find out what, if there's any attachment to those properties in Florida. And if there's not, get rid of them. Get rid of them. Get your property over here in Texas. Okay, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Got an email here from an anonymous just stating that, okay, I've been a member of Total Wealth Academy for 1 year. I only have about 8 millionaires in my phone, but it has changed my life. How many units have you bought? 6 rental properties. That's darn good for a year. That's extremely good for a year, especially in an up market. So congratulations and thank you for the kind words. And, but I would stress, try to be a little more extroverted. A year and only 8 is a little low. I think you should have somewhere around 20. So that way you don't have to bug the same people over and over again. So try to attend more of the monthly events. Don't be shy. Introduce yourself to people and get some more phone numbers. One of the things that shy people need to understand is that all the members are expecting you to introduce yourself. They're pre-programmed. You're not an oddball by introducing yourself to other members. They expect it. So don't hesitate to do it. Anonymous, if you need, you've got my phone number. I know you do. If you want to chat about that, give me a call tomorrow morning, anytime after 7. All right, let's go to the next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this next one's about wholesalers, also anonymous. No, Paul. Okay, Paul. Wholesalers, you know, my favorite way to find wholesalers is bandit signs. You know, those little illegal 2 feet by 2 feet signs that you see on every street corner that are illegal, where it says, I buy houses, sell me your house, I pay cash for houses. Those are wholesalers. So call every one of those and get them to put you on their email list so that when they do find a deal, they email you. We got to go to break, but when we come back, I'll even mention a couple of other wholesalers that I like to call big box wholesalers. You should be on their list too. All right, we'll talk about that after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, please pick up that phone and call me right now. Please don't put it off, because so many people call me and then there's 1 minute left and I can't answer the question. You really need to call right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, the next part of the answer to the last question from Paul about finding wholesalers, do this. Go to Google, type in Real Estate Wholesalers Houston. Real Estate Wholesalers, Houston. I'm telling you, I am thoroughly impressed with the list that's here. You've got BigStateHomeBuyers.com, NewWestern.com, MyHouseDeals.com, Cadre.com, even a Facebook place where I guess wholesalers are advertising themselves. There's a Facebook group, Houston Property Wholesalers. There's another one for New Western. There's AMI House Buyers, Wholesale Houses for Sale in the Houston area. In other words, it's very easy to find wholesalers. The only advice I'll give you, Paul, is you got to understand, all wholesalers are terrible and all wholesalers are great. And what I mean by that, you have to analyze every deal. Do not assume, because New Western found the deal, which is a highly credible company, that that particular deal is right for you. You've got to run your cash flow analysis or your flip analysis, if you're going to flip it. If you're buying it for rental, run your cash flow analysis, look at your rate of return, look at the equity pickup, look at your appreciation indicators. Make sure you do on every deal. So what I tell my students is get on every wholesaler's list you can, every one of them, because they're all bad and they're all good once in a while, but you only need it once in a while. You may have to look, Paul, at 10 to 15 deals to find one that works. But if you're not on 20 wholesalers lists, you're not going to get those 10 to 15 deals to look at every month. So finding wholesalers is easy. First step, bandit signs. I don't care what part of town you're in. You see a bandit sign that says, I buy houses, bet you money that's a wholesaler. Call them. If they turn out to be a wholesaler, get them to put you on their email list. And then Google Real Estate Wholesalers Houston, and they come up. In fact, 9,480,000 results. So good luck with that, Paul. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next question is how to value a vacant lot. Eddie, I don't do raw land because it doesn't produce cash flow. So the only time we do raw land is if we're going to build a house on it immediately. And you run off of comparable sales. The reason I'm hesitant to answer it that way is because I've seen guys and gals go into a neighborhood and buy one lot for 20 grand. Then I see them a year later and they go, yeah, after I bought that lot, I bought 8 lots for 12 grand. So what's the comp? It's really hard to value raw land. They're all over the place. And are you buying more than one lot at a time and getting a discount? There's all kinds of things to consider, Eddie. Just make sure, Eddie, that you have run a complete cash flow analysis on what you're trying to do. You want to know what it's going to cost to build on it, what the rent's going to be, if it's going to be positive cash flow or not. You run a complete analysis on it, even if it comps out at the right price. So let's say everything in the neighborhood sells for 20, you can get this for 20, but by the time you build a house, it's negative cash flow. Who cares if you got it for 20? It's not a good deal. All right, hope that helps, Eddie. Let's go to the phone lines now. Let me find my call screener. Okay. Whoever called and hung up, if you would, please call me back. 281-558-5738. 28 Joe. Yeah, give me a call back if you can. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. I would love to talk to you. Okay, let's go to the next email. This one is, that's the same question. Don't want to do that one. Let's try the next one. What can I expect when I fire my property manager? Let's see if we got a name on this. Why do I not have a name on this? Robert. There we go, Robert. Wow. Well, first off, don't create any conflict. Don't raise your voice. Don't get mad. The simple way to handle it is to just let them know that you plan on managing your own property from this point, starting 30 days from today. In other words, you should, in your property management agreement, have to give a 30-day out, 30-day notice. So what I would do is very friendly. Just call them up. Don't pick at them. Don't tell them they didn't do a good job. Don't do all that garbage. That's just ego-based stuff to make you feel better. Just call them up and say, look, I've decided I'm going to run these properties myself. So at the end of 30 days, I'm going to go ahead and take over the management of these properties. What paperwork do we need to do to take care of that? That's it. And then take care of the paperwork. Do it. Then either run it yourself, because you will run it better. Make sure you take a class on property management so you stay legal. But you can also hire another company. Whatever you want to do. But do not turn this into a war, which you could easily do by calling them up and telling them everything they did wrong and why you're dissatisfied and blah, 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 blah. That's unnecessary. Just tell them you're going to take over management, get them out of the deal, and move forward. Hope that helps, Robert. Okay. Let's see the next question. Ooh, Emily. She's got a tenant who's going through a divorce. $2,000 a month rental, which is pretty high for middle class. This is tough because the wife has no income and her credit's bad, but that's really common in our society where the man, if it's one of those marriages where the man does everything and leaves the wife in a very bad position, I would want 6 months up front. I know they're offering 3 months rent up front. I would want 6 months up front, and I would want her to start paying rent on the fifth month so that I have a couple of months ahead on her. Then she can live free the last 2 months, depending on, It's not a bad idea to ask for the whole year up front, but that's tough to get. But I'm sitting here going, I don't want this lady having to live with some scumbag or be in a bad situation. But the home is not charity, Emily. So I think I'm going to stick with what I said first. I would collect 6 months up front, have her start paying rent on the fifth month. So you've got security deposit and the last month's rent paid up front, and you're always $2,000 ahead. The thing is, Emily, you've got to be prepared to evict this person. And I know that sounds harsh, but I would not lease to her if you're not mentally prepared to evict her if she doesn't pay the rent. If you're not prepared to do that, I would move on, because she does not qualify for it. So there's no problem with turning her down. If you're not mentally prepared to evict her, I would not lease to her. Whew, that was harsh. Okay, let's go to the next email question. Oh, we are at the end of the show. Okay, to summarize, if you didn't hear the first half of the show, I highly recommend you podcast this show. You can podcast it at TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com. Remember, surround yourself with like-minded, successful people if you want to be more successful.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.